Simon Reish Dalit, Sif Aleph. Madavish and Gedulam in the Arts, Gagoyim, Bosa, Behema, Chayev, Oif, Dogim, Ubates, and Becholov, and Gvina. Things that do not grow from the ground, like meat, chicken, fish, eggs, milk, cheese. One makes a shahako. Pasha Ibsha, bread that started spoiling. Doesn't mean it's completely spoiled. If it got moldy to the point that nobody's going to eat it, then you don't make a bracha on it. But here, it's partially spoiled, and people could still eat it. Therefore, it loses its status as bread and make a shahako. Tavshin ishtanet surosa v'niskalkel, also some other type of cooked food, which also is partially spoiled, but it's still edible. You make a shahako. Noglis, shein tumorin, shibishulim, usrofim achroim v'yofshu. A date ripened and it got burnt by the sun or the heat and got dried out. Also, not choshev enough to get a bracha by your creator to make a shaka. I'll go by on grasshoppers if you are a taimani and the like that happen to start on grasshoppers. Make a shaka. I'll melech and salt. I'll make melech, salt water. Ve'al marak is the broth that meat or chicken are cooked in. Kameyim, the pitrius, mushrooms, al-kaira. Kaira is the bark of a tree, even though it can be cooked. It's a type of bark that can be cooked and made edible, but since the tree is not planted for this to be eaten, you make a shako. And the Rambam explains that this kaira is a rach and it toises be'ilim l'chol shana shakairim palimto, shakairim palmito. It's the new part of the bark that grows on the tree. It can be eaten by the lovely gefonim, also on the new sprouts of the new branches of grapevines, also on almonds that are not fully grown. When they're not fully grown, the way it looks at it, it looks like a little apricot, and the main thing you're eating is the peel. Therefore, you make a shakum, halachoses, shuch shachas, and tvua, that the grain plant, they would cut it down and it could be eaten by an animal, but also technically could be eaten by a human being. It is something that's edible, but this is not what it's grown for, like wheatgrass, like a shako, if it's edible. Valkora chaya, and also on a raw pumpkin, since the pumpkins are generally eaten cooked, so if you eat it not cooked, you make a shako. Val kimcha v'sari, flour of barley, you make also a shako. Val sheikha tamom, sheikha soyim, different types of beers, the regular beer made out of barley or beers that are made of dates. Val mesa, water that you soaked barley in, shirvash and lechoyla, some type of drink for sick people that was made out of barley water. Val isve, the davra, she'enim, nizroim, different types of leafy vegetables that are grown in the wild, they are not planted, but they are edible. Val shevish akoyim anitoy, some other spice. Val kamoyim kuzba, these also different types of spices that are the taima vidi below the chila. Since these things are made primarily just as a spice, not for eating, even though you eat it by itself, you make a shakum on it. Even though we learned before, you don't make a bracha at all on spices. Those are talking about spices that are not edible at all. And these ones that are edible, but they're used as a spice. The Mishnah Berurah translates kamon as kimmel, caraway seeds. So even though it is eaten together with bread or other things, but if you eat it by itself, you make a shako. Also, if you have vinegar, which you add with added water to it, to the point that it's drinkable, then you make a shako. Vinegar that's not drinkable, then you do not make a bracha at all.